When you meditate, you set your mind on staying with one thing. In this case, with the try the breath. Watch the breath as it comes in, watch it as it goes out. Try not to wander off anywhere else. Make the breath comfortable. Ask yourself what kind of breathing would feel good right now. Experiment for a while until you found a rhythm that feels good. Then stick with it. And if after a while it doesn't feel good anymore, you can still change. The important thing is that you hold on to one thing. Keep your mind pointed at the breath. As the Buddha said, one of the ways you give a blessing to yourself is by directing yourself in the right direction. Because the mind doesn't just sit here passively. It's out there looking. Curious about this, curious about that, wanting this, wanting that. And the curiosity and the wanting are not bad. The problem is that they're scattered all over the place. And sometimes we get curious and we start wanting the wrong things. Other times it's just pretty random. We want this for a while, then we want that for a while. It's like the dust motes in the air. If you've ever seen a beam of light going through the air, you can see there's dust, and you watch it, and the dust moves around, up and down, back and forth, left and right. It doesn't seem to be going anywhere. It's being pushed around by everything around it. And all too often that's how we live our lives, just pushed around by events. But we've got to decide there's something we really want in life, which is a happiness that doesn't harm anybody. When you direct yourself in that direction, then you're directed rightly. Then you have to ask yourself, what desires do I have that go in that direction? Which ones go against that direction? You've got to make choices. And meditation helps because it puts the mind in a place where it's still and with a sense of well-being. It's not so hungry all the time. And that way you begin to resist some of the things that would go against that arrow that points at a true happiness that's harmless. So try to get the mind directed to the breath first, and then think of it being directed beyond the breath to a happiness that doesn't harm anybody at all. It doesn't harm you, doesn't harm the people around you. And then as you go through the day, ask yourself, the things I'm doing, saying, and thinking, are they headed in the right direction, or are they heading in another direction? It's like having a compass. Once you know that what north is, then you begin to realize, okay, now I'm going a little east, now I'm going west. If you have no compass, it's hard to tell what direction you're going in. So make this your compass. You want a true happiness, a happiness that doesn't change, a happiness that doesn't harm anybody. And try to get all of the rest of your desires in line with that. That's when your life has a direction. That's when yourself is rightly directed. That's how you give a blessing to yourself.